But before going on to describe these, I want to go just a little into the general principle underlying the whole Bardo teaching, including that of the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And I must say, in fact I must emphasize, that this is one of the most profound and important aspects of the whole Buddhist teaching. And to the best of my knowledge, it has never been publicly expounded in the West before. Now, to understand, we must go back a little, back to something I've referred to often before, and that is the teaching of the two types of conditionality. Those of you who come regularly, whether to these lectures or to others, will observe that all the lectures, all their different subject matter, as you will link up, so there's a constant sort of cross-reference. You may remember from the second lecture in this series that there was some reference there to the two types of conditionality. And the two types are, of course, in the first place, the cyclical type of conditionality, and the other, the spiral type. The cyclical type being where you have an action and reaction between pairs of opposites or factors which are opposites, and the spiral being action and reaction between factors which are not opposites but which progressively augment the succeeding, augmenting the effect of the preceding factor instead of reacting from it to its opposite. So the first type of conditionality, the cyclical action and reaction between opposites, is illustrated by the Tibetan wheel of life, about which I've often spoken. And the second, the spiral type of conditionality, is illustrated by the stages of the path, whether in terms of the 12 positive links or nidanas, or the 12 bodhiyangas, or limbs or links of enlightenment. Now today, this evening, we're concerned with the first of these two types of conditionality. In other words, we're concerned with the cyclical type of conditionality. And as I've said, this is essentially a movement of action and reaction between factors which are opposites. We have many examples of this sort of process. For instance, this very natural process of breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. The breath goes out, it comes in. In this way, there's an action reaction between opposites. In just the same way, action and reaction between hunger and satiety, action and reaction between sleeping and waking, a constant alternation between these states, a cyclical type of conditionality. And then again, Buddhism would say, between, above all, life and death, or between birth and rebirth. Here also, an example of this cyclical type of conditionality, action and reaction between factors which are opposites. Now, so far as the individual human life is concerned, this process, this cyclical type of conditionality, is set forth in detail in what we call the 12 nidanas or links, from ignorance right down to old age and death. Those of you who've been coming over the last few weeks will be quite familiar with these. I need not recapitulate them. You'll also remember that the 12 nidanas or 12 links are distributed over three lives: the past life, the present life, and the future life. And you'll also remember that the 12 links are distributed between what we call the cause process and what we call the effects process within the cyclical type of conditionality. And in this way, so far as the 12 nidanas or 12 links are concerned, we have, first of all, the cause process of the past, consisting of two nidanas, then the effect process of the present, consisting of five nidanas, then thirdly, the cause process of the present, consisting of three nidanas, and finally, the effect process of the future, consisting of two nidanas. In this way, so far as the 12 links are concerned, we have an alternation of these two processes, cause process, effect process, cause process, effect process. And we have also, those of you who have been following in past weeks rather closely, you'll remember, we have also three junctures. In other words, three points at which one process changes over into or is succeeded by the other. So these three are, first of all, we have a point where the cause process of the past changes over into the effect process of the present. This is the moment of birth, or strictly speaking, the moment of conception. Cause process of the past changes over to effect process of the present. Secondly, the point where the effect process of the present passes over into the cause process of the present. I'll elaborate on that in a minute. Thirdly, the point where the cause process of the present changes over into the effect process of the future. This is the moment of death and rebirth. Now, the second of these three points, these three junctures, is the most important, at least the most important for general Buddhist teaching. In other words, the point where, in terms of the 12 Nidanas, feeling, or the last link of the effect process of the present life, is succeeded by craving, the first link of the cause process of the present life. If one can stop this sequence, if one can prevent, in some way or other, craving arising in dependence on feeling, then one can stop the whole cause process of the present, and one can, on the spot, as it were, attain liberation. The spiral, or the pup, the other type of conditionality, winds out from this point. Now, you'll probably remember that all this is shown in our first chart, the chart which we had to illustrate our second talk on the stages of spiritual development. Those of you who weren't present and would like to have this chart or a copy of this chart, I expect can get it after the meeting ends. Now, I've sketched all this in rather rapidly because I've covered all this ground many times before and I don't want to elaborate unnecessarily. And in any case, we are concerned with the underlying principle. The underlying principle is that there's a cyclic process, a movement of action and reaction between opposites. Just like the swinging of a pendulum, to and fro, action and reaction, between all these different pairs of opposites. But in between, there is a middle point. There's a point where, in the terms which we've just been using, the effect process ceases and the cause process has not yet begun. Effect process has ended, cause process has not yet begun. In other words, just for an instant, just for a fraction of a second, as it were, the pendulum has stopped. Just for an instant, the pendulum is at rest. There's no action, no reaction. There's a sort of knife edge inserted here. And it's at this point that we can make our escape. At that point, where one process has ended, the other has not yet begun. Just at that point, as it were, we can break through. We can find our way up the spiral into another dimension. And this, in principle, this essentially is the intermediate state, the antarabhava, the bardo. In other words, we may say that the bardo represents the point of transition within the cyclic process between the active and reactive phases, where just for a moment, just for an instant, for a split second almost, we are free from the cyclic process. And spiritual life consists, if one considers it in these terms, from this point of view, consists in being on the lookout, as it were, for such points, such moments, and taking advantage of them.